Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm your host, Tina Brinkley Potts. And today's reminder is one that's changed my life over and over again. Just because there's chaos around you doesn't mean you have to participate in it. You don't have to internalize it. You don't have to match it. You were never designed to bend to external energy. You were created to set the tone. So if the world is loud, the news is heavy, and your environment feels out of control, this episode is your cue to pull your energy back in. Let's look at Romans 12:2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That verse, it's not about being holier than thou. It's about energy sovereignty. Don't mold yourself to chaos. Don't match panic. Instead, transform your experience by upgrading your perception. Renew your mind, and the world will follow. Neville Goddard teaches that you are the operant power, that nothing has power over your reality unless you assign it. And in a world that thrives on reaction, staying rooted is revolutionary. Florence Scovel Shinn would say, "The game of life is a game of boomerangs. Our thoughts, deeds, and words return to us sooner or later with astounding accuracy." So when chaos comes knocking, you don't answer the door with more fear, more anger, or more noise. You answer with intention. The law of polarity tells us that peace and chaos exist together, but you decide which end of the spectrum you want to embody. Let me be real with you. There have been days when I've woken up and everything in the world seemed upside down. But I had to ask myself, am I going to be an echo of the noise or the origin of something new? Your power is in that decision. You can be a tuning fork. You can choose your frequency. You don't have to join the chaos just because it's loud. So now let's take a moment. Think about a situation in your life where chaos is trying to pull you in. Now ask, is this even my storm? What am I giving energy to that doesn't belong to me? Where can I unplug from the noise and plug back into myself? Write down one choice you can make today that centers your energy instead of scattering it. Even if it's small, like turning off the news, going outside, or choosing not to respond to that text, that's spiritual discipline. Now let's take a breath in and then out. Now visualize standing in the middle of a crowd. Everyone is shouting, spinning, reacting. But you are still. You are calm. You inhale and your breath shifts the energy. You exhale and peace ripples outward. Now repeat after me. I do not absorb chaos. I transmute it. I am not available for confusion. I return to myself. I command my peace. I choose stillness over stimulation. My inner world sets the tone for everything around me. I am unshaken. I am unmoved. I am aligned. There's power in being the one who doesn't flinch. The one who stands still when the world shakes. The one who whispers peace when others are yelling fear. You don't have to join the chaos. You're too powerful for that. If this message anchored you today, go to happyhealthywholerich.com to get the full experience. Download the affirmation meditation and stay in this frequency. Tomorrow's episode, The Eye of the Storm, Holding Your Center. It's going to be good. Until then, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.